The train ride from Seattle to Portland usually takes almost 4 hours. Amtrak passengers were supposed to benefit from a multi-million dollar project yesterday that would make the trip a little faster. Instead, they became victims. Three people died when their speeding train careened off a curve and fell onto I-5 near DuPont. Dozens of others were injured. KUOW's John Ryan explains how the maiden voyage on newly improved tracks went so wrong.
For most of its history, the Amtrak Cascades train has been a scenic and relaxing way to travel between Seattle and Portland. The train tracks hug the shores of Puget Sound. But that trip often got delayed by everything from freight trains to mudslides.
Now, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, due to the nasty mudslides between Portland and Seattle, you'll be taking a bus.
So transportation officials spent $180 million to move the passenger trains onto a shorter, straighter route, away from the freight trains and the crumbling coastal bluffs. Monday was the first day of the new line. After stopping in Tacoma, Amtrak Train 501 picked up steam on its new tracks. Sound Transit owns those tracks. It paid contractors to install new rails, able to handle fast passenger trains. Sound Transit says they tested the tracks repeatedly this year. Trains made practice runs at various speeds, up to the limit of 79 miles an hour. Sound Transit then certified that the tracks and signals were safe for fast trains. The new tracks head inland from Tacoma and parallel Interstate 5. Monday morning, drivers saw a speeding train where they'd never seen one before. "Wow, this train is fast," one Amtrak passenger tweeted. "We are passing up traffic on I-5. But just a few minutes later, the 501 had run off the rails, where the tracks curve to cross over I-5.
"Hey guys, what happened?"
"We were coming around the corner to take the bridge over I-5 there, right north into Squally, and we went on the ground."
"Okay, are you, is everybody okay?"
"I'm still figuring that out. We got cars everywhere and down onto the highway."
That corner they came around had a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit. A train tracking website run by a rail enthusiast shows the Amtrak train cruising at 79 miles an hour most of the way from Tacoma. Then it hits a top speed of 81 miles an hour shortly before crashing. Sunny Zheng of New York told KUOW his website only grabs GPS data from Amtrak every 3 or 4 minutes, and that data might be imprecise. But late Monday night, the National Transportation Safety Board confirmed that the train was doing 80 in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. Officials could not say why it was going 50 over the limit. This summer, state transportation officials announced the purchase of 8 new locomotives for the Amtrak Cascades. They said the new locomotives had next-generation safety equipment. It would prevent them from speeding or running into other trains. The head of Amtrak told reporters on Monday that that equipment was not activated on this stretch of track. The train derailed in Congressman Denny Heck's district.
"The range of possible causes here is almost infinite, so it doesn't really serve much of a constructive purpose to begin what-if games or to conclude that it was necessarily one over another. We will learn, and then we should act."
National Transportation Safety Board officials say it could take a year or more for them to conclude their investigation. One silver lining to this disaster is how few passengers were on the train, only about 80 on a train that can hold 6 times that many. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
If you want to see how fast the train was going at various points between Tacoma and the crash site in DuPont, we've got it mapped at kuow.org.